What is happening in your life now? Are your circumstances prosperous and happy? If so, God is teaching you through them. Are your circumstances difficult and burdensome? If so, God is teaching you through them. God is a father who is concerned with the growth of his believing children. His blessed work of child training is called divine discipline. It is important that each person be able to recognize God's discipline so that he may know how to respond most profitably to it. God's discipline is fitted to man's nature. Now, since man is a threefold being, spirit, soul, and body, God's discipline applies in the three areas. His spirit makes him God-conscious. His soul makes him self-conscious. His body makes him world-conscious. Man is both physical and spiritual, so God deals with him in physical and spiritual ways. Now, many people think of discipline only in forms of punishment, but even a reference to divine discipline calls forth the thought of an all-powerful God dealing severely with his creatures. But that is not the way. Discipline means training that develops self-control, character, and efficiency. Now, that is what God is doing in the lives of his believing children as he makes them into the image of Jesus Christ. God molds the lives of his children by teaching them, rebuking them, and sometimes by punishing them. His discipline might come in the physical or the spiritual areas of life. So, let us consider divine discipline as it relates to both areas of the life of a Christian. First, divine discipline is often expressed in the physical areas of life. God is in control of everything. He created the material universe. He created the physical body of man and established its natural functions. He set man over the earth to subdue it and use it for man's good and God's glory. He placed in the universe an orderliness of the seasons and laws of nature that man might see the work of God and find provision for his needs. God taught men to look to him for all of their physical needs. Some of the offerings made to God at harvest time were for the express purpose of man's acknowledgement of God's provision of the material necessities of life. Even God's blessings are a part of his instruction. Jesus used the blessings of God in nature, his feeding the birds of the air and clothing the lilies of the field, to teach Christians that God will provide for them like a loving father. Yes, material blessings teach men what God is like. But man is often a slow learner. Sometimes he must be taught by withholding blessings, in which instance God disciplines by what he does not give. There was a divine purpose, for instance, in God permitting Israel to run short of supplies in the wilderness. Deuteronomy 8:3 explains, "He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Jonah was disciplined for disobedience by being swallowed by the great fish God had prepared. Job spoke of being chastened with painful sickness upon his bed. And Paul wrote of some Corinthian believers who had desecrated the meaning of the Lord's Supper. God executed discipline in this manner. "For this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." Now, man's slowness to learn often causes the discipline to be prolonged. God is teaching his children and molding their character into the likeness of Jesus Christ. He performs that work by giving material blessings or by withholding material blessings. So each Christian must be alert to what God is doing in his life that he might profit from the training he is receiving. So what is happening in your life now? Are your circumstances prosperous and happy? If so, God is teaching you through them. Are your circumstances difficult and burdensome? If so, God is teaching you through them. The continual ministry of God in the life, whether seeming good or seeming bad, is the reason why the Christian gives thanks in everything. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So learn from your circumstances in life, for God is teaching you by object lessons. Now, God's approval or disapproval of one's life is often expressed in prosperity or adversity in material things. Consider Isaiah 1, verses 19 and 20. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. However, that is not the only area of divine discipline. Divine discipline is expressed often in the spiritual areas of life. For man is spirit as well as body. He must have food to live, but he does not live by food alone. He has as great a need in the spirit as in the body. Therefore, God trains his children by ministering to them spiritually and physically. Now, part of the divine discipline of child training is seen in the blessings God gives to his own. The Psalms are filled with expressions of praise to God for His forgiveness, His loving kindness, His guidance, His answer to prayer, His daily presence, and a multitude of other spiritual blessings. In fact, a very profitable study in the field of theology is the study of the doctrine of God in the Psalms. A full theology can be developed on the person of God in those songs of ancient Israel. The people learned of God, who He is, and what He is like, because of His spiritual blessings. They trusted Him, loved Him, served Him because of what they knew of Him through the spiritual benefits which He daily loaded of their lives. On the other hand, a part of the divine discipline of child training is seen in the spiritual blessings withheld from the people of God. Now, sin was always the cause of His withholding spiritual prosperity. Consider God's words in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. Now the meaning is evident. Deliverance had been withheld, and prayer had gone unanswered because people were living in sin. Now that teaches clearly that spiritual blessings are sometimes missed as God's way of showing man the error of his life and turning him to the ways of righteousness. Remember, God never disciplines to harm, but always to help. His discipline, whether in blessing or in withholding blessings, is always for man's good. Sure, the Christian has trouble, but his consolation abounds in Christ. Paul wrote these words of praise to God, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. True, the Christian experiences weakness, but only that the power of God can be manifest in him. God's discipline is always for the good and growth of his dear children. So, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. Oh, thank God for His loving concern for us, expressed in His continual child training in things material and spiritual.